Defining your target market. Targeting your specific target market is crucial to your success. This is definitely one way to achieve the greatest reward for the least effort. According to Pareto's law, 80% of your sales comes from 20% of your customers. So who are your 20%? They are likely to be your A or B customers. Your customer analysis will help you identify them, and once you know this, try and find more customers like these. If you have an existing customer base or previous experience with your market, think about your best customer, the one you like visiting, and identify why. Consider their location, their area, their gender, their occupation, their income level, what is important to them, and why they want your products or services. Analyzing your market from this perspective can be a useful way to categorize what you know about the companies or people that you want as customers, and also lead to identifying and confirming opportunities that the market presents. Markets can be described in terms of geographic, demographic, psychographic, and behavioral attributes. The four W's: the where, the who, the why, and the when. Let's delve into your target market's demographics. Market geographics, the where. This factor addresses where your prospects are physically located. Market demographics, the who. Demographics can consider information about your target market's age, gender, industry, size, education, household composition, occupation, and income. Think about the demographics of the companies or people already in your target market. Are there common factors that describe the companies or people you expect to be potential customers? Market psychographics, the why. The target market can also be described in terms of psychographic information. It is more challenging than the previous categories because it is less quantifiable and more subjective. Psychographics can categorize people and decision makers on the basis of their lifestyle or industry or personality or management attributes. For example, lifestyle or industry and personality or management attributes of people or decision makers in a large metropolitan city are going to be quite different from those of a small agricultural-based community. Consider the general lifestyles or industries or personalities that best describe your target market. Market behaviors, the when. Consumer wants, preferences, and the frequency of their purchases are often associated with market behavior. Buyers can also be analyzed based on their knowledge, attitude, use, or response to a product or service. These behavioral variables may include the occasion that stimulates a purchase, the benefits they realize, the status of the user, their usage rate, their loyalty, the buyer readiness stage, and their attitude toward the product or service you offer.